DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we've got a couple of animal stories here, okay?
Yeah, that monkey one is crazy to me.
Yeah, that lady, man, she's a good shot. I think her name was Jessica. Jessica,
well, some people are mad at her.
Why?
Because she shot the monkey.
Well, the monkey is infected, isn't it? Doesn't it have, like, COVID? Well, doesn't it have, like, syphilis and gonorrhea and all kinds of crap?
Well, a lot of people are mad at her because they're like, didn't you read the news? Now they're saying, Tulane is saying that none of the monkeys had any of the diseases.
I don't care.
I'd still shoot it.
It said, from the very beginning, these monkeys were infected.
Yeah.
And not only that, if you remember, didn't they on site, if you don't know the story, it happened last week, a truckload of monkeys, infected monkeys, flipped over in Mississippi, and three are on the loose, right? And then all but three died at the scene, and they shot some of them, did they not?
They shot a buttload of them.
Okay, well, they shot them. Why can't she shoot them?
Listen, I'm for her.
So three were on the run. So her 16-year-old son the next day came in and said, Bob, I think there's a monkey in the yard. And so she grabs her gun, goes out on the front porch. Remember, this is down in Mississippi. She grabs her gun, goes out on the front porch. The monkey is about 60 feet away, and boom, she killed him.
Good shot.
Great shot.
Right?
Yeah, don't mess with Jessica.
I feel like if they wanted us to do something else, then they should have had a search team out. They could have had drones flying around. You know, they could have took more measures to look for these monkeys and prevented this from happening. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants your child to be sick or have something they can't get rid of for the rest of their life. I mean, I'm going to protect my kids at all costs. I just wish that, you know, the monkeys didn't have to die. I know it's negative comments and negative people, and they're going to say rude and crazy things, and I just wish it would have went a different way.
What a nice lady.
I know, but people really are, like, they're being really mean to her.
Well, she even says she wished they didn't have to die, but you don't want that monkey biting your kid.
Well, I mean, you know, because Carson knows, too, you have to, if you go to Thailand, you have to get all kinds of vaccines. I mean, not even these that are you know, have diseases in them from Tulane or whatever. Mm. When you go to Thailand, you have to get all kinds of vaccines in case you get bit by a monkey.
Oh, yeah, because they can't protect against rabies. They don't have a vaccine for it. So literally, if you get bit by a monkey or even scratched, you have to come all the way back to the States.
Yeah, so you're screwed. Plus, they can carry other diseases. So I'm with the lady.
I didn't realize so many people are upset with this lady.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Well, she had to shoot the monkey. We were told that they're dangerous.
I know, but I guess they came out too late. Yeah. Came out, remember, like, I don't know, in the middle of... I think they just did that because three were on the loose. They're like, No, where did they hear that they had diseases?
You know, this whole story, though, they've changed it from the very beginning, so nobody knows what to believe. First, it was one monkey on the loose. Then it was two monkeys on the loose. Then it was three monkeys on the loose. Then it was they were all infected. Then it was none of them are infected. Nobody knows what to believe. You got to shoot the monkey.
Yeah, and I guess you're supposed to look for them in barrels.
Next animal story.
Okay, bye.
I liked it.
Thanks.
It was good.
Has to do with beavers. We got a beaver problem.
We do have a beaver problem.
This is right here in Colorado, too. This is not Mississippi. No. This is in Inglewood, Colorado.
In our backyard.
There are beavers out there that are just chomping down trees like crazy. They've taken out 12 trees in a park in Inglewood.
You have to admit, they're impressive.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, these are big, big trees, yeah. And they're gnawing right through them.
I wish I had teeth like they have.
Well, the John Man. Elway teeth.
Oh, they have great teeth. Oh, they're strong, powerful. They've taken down 12 trees in a city park in Inglewood, and I guess some of the people over there are like, hey, you got to stop. We got to get rid of these beavers.
Inglewood, if you circle around the lake, you're going to see a whole bunch of these stumps that once were trees, and one man here in Inglewood, not feeling the beaver fever, instead feeling sad that they've taken away some of the beauty at his favorite park.
But over the last 2 months or so, they've come through and they've cut down at least a dozen trees.
Stumps line the lake, some trees still standing with bites taken out of the side. The city of Inglewood has put up fencing around.
You know, every neighborhood has a guy like that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
The Karen of the lake.
He's so concerned about the trees. He loves trees.
Over the last 2 months or so, they've come through and they've cut down at least a dozen trees.
Stumps line the lake, some trees still standing with bites taken out of the side. The city of Inglewood has put up fencing around others to keep the beavers away.
It just makes me sad because I love the trees, I love the nature.
The city of Inglewood tells me it's working with wildlife professionals to safely relocate the beavers, but that could be sometime down the road. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says beavers are managed as nuisance species, so the property owner is in charge of what happens to them in the end. But if a relocation request is submitted through CPW, they won't approve it until June to give the beavers the best chance to survive in a new habitat.
Well, we got to find a new place for the beavers.
I say leave the beavers alone.
No, Loafer Larry wants them out of there.
Leave them alone.
No, Loafer Larry has spoken.
Oh my
you
got
to get rid of the beavers. I didn't know you can't relocate these things till summer.
Yeah.
They said there's nothing they can do for now. But you have to wait till summer.
That's just crazy. Just leave them alone. Keep the little nets around the bottom of the trees and leave them alone. Oh my God.
Those beavers are over there working
this
their tails
crazy.
Off, man. Yeah, this guy's very upset about it.
Obviously.
All right, there you go. A couple of nature stories from the Beach and Jimmy Morning Show.
I didn't think today I'd come in and hear the word beaver fever. So that's a bonus.
That's great.
That's a bonus.
Yeah, that's great.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.